answering the animal ID questions. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. In Washington this week, several Tennessee farmers have been attending the American Farm Bureau's Public Policy Conference. And one of the major topics of discussion has been over the National Animal Identification System.
The only reason that we would want to know where an animal is at on any particular given date and time and be able to track that animal down is if there is, in fact, an animal health emergency.
American Farm Bureau Public Policy Specialist Kelly Ludlam says there are still concerns across the country and in Tennessee about the animal ID program and just how intrusive it may be on the producer.
In a time when we have increased animal movement, increased exposure to diseases, and quite frankly, the potential for intentional disease introduction. For example, we know that some of the Al-Qaeda has some designs for bioterrorism plans in feedlots, for example. We just need to have a more robust animal health management system in place, and every producer is a part of that if they are participating in the commercial livestock production process, whether they have, you know, two cows or 200. If they are participating in commercial livestock, then they're part of the livestock industry.
Ludlam says another concern among producers is over the database and just how secure that information will be once it's entered.
The goal of Farm Bureau is to get Congress to pass a statutory provision that exempts these databases from the Freedom of Information Act. That's our big issue. Certainly for the 110th Congress, that'll be a priority issue for us. Just to ensure that producers' information is used only for animal health purposes, only by animal health officials, and to just add extra layer of protection to that data.
Now, the National Animal Identification System is expected to remain voluntary until at least January of 2009. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.